罗马书第十二章。
Tonight we continue to preach on Romans chapter 12.
我们大家一同来打开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们要读。
Reading.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
十五节我们先读一下温习上个礼拜的主题。
We'll review verse number 15 first.
一二三，要彼此同。要以喜乐的人要哭了，以哀哭的人要同。第十六节，要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，倒要扶救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。这一次，要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，倒要扶救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。请你用英文读一次。
Number 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position, and do not be conceited.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
主啊，我们打开你的书以后，恳求你打开我们的心，打开我们的思想，用你启示使徒们所写圣经的圣灵今天光照我们的心，使我们从你的话吸取天上来的智慧，在人生中间所需要的能力。愿主你自己的言语发出亮光，照耀我们的心，使与人同达，使我们的心、我们的思想可以得开启。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名名求你，
阿们。
上个礼拜我们在这里思想到基督徒有一个圣洁的感情。
Last week we met that here that Christians have a sanctified emotion.
这个感情不是自我欣赏的感情。
This emotion is not self-appreciation.
是与人同情的感情。
Right, it's a sympathetic emotion to others.
先把自己这个个人跟社会的众人就连在一起。
So I as an individual with a society, I'm linked with them.
但这个是从教会的弟兄姊妹先学起的。
But it will be first learned among the Christian brothers.
也就是我们怎样从自我的这个狭窄中间出来。
That how from the narrow self I want to be liberated.
把别人看作自己。
And also deem others as a self.
这样这个感情就会达到爱人如己的人。
Then this emotion will be lifted up to the position where you love others as yourself.
爱人如己的人一定要有舍己的精神。
He who loves others as himself will have a spirit to renounce himself.
爱人如己的人一定要先爱自己。
Because he who loves others as himself will first love himself.
就像爱自己一样的去把别人也当作爱的对象。
So in the same manner that you love yourself, you love others as an object of love.
爱人如己。
To love others as yourself.
只懂得爱自己而不能爱别人的人。
A one who knows only to love himself and not knowing how to love others.
他的感情是自私的，是狭窄。
His emotion is selfish and narrow.
是自我限制的。
Is self-limited.
一个人能够爱自己，又把这个爱扩张到对别人也爱的时候
，If a person loves himself and expands the love to love others，
他就变成一个造就性的社会团体的
，Then he become one of the member of the constructive society。
他就成了教会里面一个造就性、造诣别人的一个团员。
Also, he become a member of the church which is constructive too.
就这样一个肢体不是单顾自己，他也顾别的肢体一样。
Because parts of the body do not love itself but love others too.
所以爱人如己。
So to love others as yourself,
最具体的表现是什么呢？
The most concrete expression is,
就是当别人有什么感受的时候，我们与他同感。
We have a sympathetic heart to others in what they feel.
也别人有怎么样的感情的时候，我们与他同情。
And also with what kind of emotion people are feeling, we feel with them.
让你能感受别人所感受的。
So then you can feel what others feel.
你好像经历了别人所经历的。
And if you experience what others experience.
这样你就使别人没有感到孤独、可怜、自我被隔离的那种感觉。
So then people will not feel lonely and to be alienated by others.
这是社团关系。
This is a communal relationship.
这个人与人关系里面很尊贵的一个情操。
This is a very important and honoring emotion of a man's interrelationship.
与人要同情。
And to be sympathetic to others.
怜悯别人。
And to be sympathetic to others.
对人有慈心。
And also you want to be kind to others.
感受到别人所感受。
And feel what others feel.
你了解别人感情里面的挫伤。
and understand the kind of frustration other had in that emotion.
你却要以欢喜别人感情所受到的快乐
and rejoice what other rejoice in that emotion too.
所以呢，这句圣经说你要以喜乐的人要同乐
So then this passage says that rejoice with those who rejoice.
爱哭的人要同哭
and mourn with those who mourn.
是不是所有的快乐？我们都与他一同快乐。
Does it mean that we just all have joy?
是不是所有的哀哭我们都与他同哭呢
？And we mourn with all sorrows.
当然不是的。
Of course not.
因为这个快乐跟忧愁，这个喜笑跟哀哭，有它一些神圣的本质，跟有逼迫的本质是不一样的。
Because sorrows and joy have different kinds, and whether it's a noble, whether it's lowly, there's a difference.
如果有一个人发大财，好快乐，你跟他一同快乐。后面你发现他是抢人家的东西发财的，你跟他一同快乐就没有意义了。
If a person were to get joyful because he makes some money in a very unlawful way and he rejoice with them, that's not right.
如果一个人他是因为这个赌博发了财而没有给警察抓去，他快乐，你跟他一同快乐。你在他的最终有份。
If a person were to get rich before he gamble and he rejoice with them, and you also sin together with them.
所以你要分辨这个人的哀哭是值得同情吗
？So you must discern whether his sorrow I must be sympathetic to him.
这个人的欢乐是值得同情。
And his joy must I also rejoice with them.
那你用很尊贵的人性的彼此了解，人性彼此分担痛苦，彼此享受甘乐的这种态度。来同情他
and with an attitude of very honored humanity, you want to rejoice or mourn together with them.
这是很重要的事情
This is important.
这样呢，你就能够与人共患难，与人共富贵
Then you can also mourn together with those who are sorrowful. You can rejoice together with those who are joyful.
有许多人在一同奋斗的时候。
A lot of people, when they strive together,
有苦可以同当
Well, with the sufferings, they can bear the suffering together.
成功的时候
But when they're successful,
就把别人踢掉，自己享受成果
Then he will take away all the others and he wants to rejoice the fruit himself.
这种人叫做能同患难，不能同富贵
These are the people who can suffer together with you, but cannot rejoice with you in success.
相反的
On the reverse,
有一些人能同富贵，不能同患难。
There are people who can rejoice in riches with you, but cannot suffer together with you.
意思就是他成功的时候，大家一同快乐，他有份。
Meaning that in success, there's a share for him to rejoice.
那苦难来到的时候，他不愿意你同苦受苦。所以他就先走了
But when suffering comes, he doesn't want to suffer together with you, and he will leave you alone.
让你苦难的时候，正需要同情的时候。各个离开你
So that in suffering when you need someone to compare with you they leave you
这两种人到底是两种人或者一种人
These two kind of people are they two kind or one kind
能同患难不能同富贵的人
Those who can suffer cannot rejoice with you
以及能同富贵不能同患难的人
But those who can also enjoy the richness but cannot suffer together with you
这两种中间到底有没有相同的地方
These two kind are they similarities
其实这两种人不是两种人是一种人
Actually, these are the two kinds of people, but one kind.
哪一种人呢
What kind?
就是自私自利的
Selfish people.
只顾自己的人
They only care for themselves.
自我为中心的
And using self as a center.
当你穷的时候
When you're poor,
他走
He will leave you.
你富的时候
When you're rich,
他来
You'll come.
他自己富的时候
But when he himself is rich,
他走
He will leave you.
他穷的时候
When he's poor,
他来
You'll come.
你看到了没有
So you see?
所以自己为中心的人是很可怕的。
So he who is self-centered is so horrifying.
基督徒一方面要用智慧与外人交往。
Christian on one hand with wisdom we have to deal with others.
基督徒另外一方面不要因为太过智慧变成没有分享生命。
But on the other hand we do not be too wise that we cannot share our life with others.
因为自私是基督教生活的仇敌。
Because selfishness is the enemy of Christian life.
所以我们应当过一个舍己。
So we must live a life to renounce ourselves.
与人有同情的这个心活
And also with a life that is sympathetic to others.
所以这样接下去就产生了可能的一种侍奉中的这个关联了。
Then it produces a kind of link in our life of services.
就是彼此同心。
That is when we are one hearted with others.
所以当这个保罗讲了要以喜乐的人同乐，以哀哭的人同哭以后。
When Paul, after he has said, rejoice people will rejoice, and also mourn with people who mourn.
接下去他就说要 彼此同心。
He said, live in harmony with others.
彼此同心呢，不单单的感情表同情。
It is not just an emotional sympathetic.
有多人同一种心智。
But many people are one heart.
多人同一种心态。
Many people one attitude.
多人同一种心情。
Many people one emotion.
这个叫做彼此同心。
That's to live in harmony.
彼此同心是同一个志向，同一个目的，同一个负担，同一个感受。
Same purpose, same burden, same emotion.
这样呢，就整个万众一心。
Then with so many people, but only one single heart.
这样的团体
，this kind of fellowship
没有办法摔下去的。
It cannot dwindle.
这样的团体
，this kind of fellowship
不容易被人打倒的。
It's not easy to be beaten.
因为彼此同心。
Because we are living in harmony.
那么呢，谈到同心呢，这是教会最困难的一件事情。
This is the most difficult thing in the church to live one-heartedly.
在侍奉的中间
，you know, in our services,
因为每一个人是用不同的背景带到教会里面来。
Because everybody come to the church with different backgrounds.
每个人有不同的经历一同在侍奉。
And different experiences, but yet serving in the church together.
每个人有不同的训练，不同的想法。
Different kind of training, different kind of thinking.
所以同心是很艰难，很艰难的一件事情。
So it's difficult to be in harmony.
同心的困难是不是因为我与你有不同的独特性，所以困难呢？
To live in harmony, is it because we and I have a different uniqueness, that's difficult?
或者是因为我与你有不同的背景，所以困难呢？
Or because you and I have different background, that's difficult?
我要先从独特性来谈。
I want to first discuss on uniqueness.
独特性什么意思呢？
What do you mean uniqueness?
上帝造人没有两个是一样。
God has not created two persons to be the same.
所以两个人不同看法，不同思想，不同角度思考一件事情是非常正常的事情。
So for two different people to think differently, to think from different perspective is only but normal.
他们想完了以后达到的结论不一样，也是情有可原的。
After they gone through the thinking process, they come to different conclusion. That's also understandable.
所以我们不一样才正常。
So we are different as that's normal.
我们一样是不正常。
But we are the same. That's abnormal.
我们是在一样中间不一样，不一样中间一样。
Because it is in similarity that we are different, and in differences we are similar.
上个礼拜我们提过这件事情。
Last week we mentioned about this thing.
所以每一个人有独特性，因为神的创造是这样的。
Everything is everybody is unique because God created such.
上帝造人的时候
，When God created people,
不像 Toyota Corolla 每一辆是一样的。
Not like Toyota Corolla, every car is the same.
唯一的不一样是他们颜色不一样。
The only difference is the color.
但是上帝造人的时候
，But when God created men,
连兄弟的思想都不一样。
Even the thinking of brothers are different.
连双胞胎都有一点不一样。
Even twins are a little bit different.
所以没有办法有两个完完全全一样。
So you cannot have two person who is identical.
所以独特性是同心很困难的基本原因。
So uniqueness is the basic reason why it's difficult to live in harmony.
不是背景的不同。
Not because different background.
不是教育的不同。
Not because of different education.
不是经历的不同。
Also experiences different.
不是外表的不同而已。
Or external differences only.
还是在本质上独特性使我们不同。
Because in substance is the uniqueness that makes us different.
何况不同的独特性以后再加上后来的原因，环境、教育等等的因素。
All the more because as other factors added to our uniqueness because they're different education, different backgrounds.
我们更不同了。
So all the more we are different.
那么两个人不同的时候怎么样呢？
So when two persons are not the same,
我们很多时候就生气了。
Many times we get angry.
为什么你跟我不一样？
Why you are different from me?
那么怎么回答呢？
How do you answer that?
应该回答为什么要跟你一样？
Why is that I must be the same with you? Then you can answer that way.
就这么简单嘛。
That's so simple.
你为什么跟我不一样？
Why say you're different from me?
为什么不了解我？
Why say you don't understand me?
当你认为别人不了解你的时候，
When you feel that others don't understand you,
因为你把它当作与你不一样是奇怪的。
Because you thought that it is only but to you, to this amazing that he's different from you.
So not amazing, it's very wonderful.就是很怪的
something is strange.
Strange, very strange.
Very strange. It's not the same with you.
凡是不同的都是奇怪的话。
So if all things different is strange,
那么他也可以把你当作奇怪。
Then he can deem you as strange too.
那么你把他当作奇怪，他把他当作奇怪，这个叫怪来怪去。
You deem him as strange and deem him as strange too.
所以你这个人真奇怪。
So this man is very strange, you see.
为什么他这么想？
Why say you think in such manner?
当你讲这句话，他也说那个人真奇怪，为什么那么想
？When you say that, he will also have the kind of similar feeling.
所以呢，两个人不一样。
So for two persons to be different,
常常发生的事情。
It happens frequently.
那么基督徒在侍奉、在团契、在同心做主工的时候，发生不同的意见、不同的看法的时候，怎么办呢
？So Christian in our services, in our fellowship, if discover that we are indifference, what would we do?
圣经说
，The Bible says,
你们就要意念相同。
You must be same mind.
你们就要心思相同。
Of the same heart.
你们要彼此同心。
And also work hard. What
are you? 所以你说这个要求太难太难。
Such a high demand for you.
每一个人都不一样的。
Everybody is different.
啊，神要我们一样。
But what God wants us to be the same.
那么奇怪，有一些国家哦，每一次表决全体通过。
But there are some countries when they have the show of hand, everybody is in unanimity.
到毛泽东还活着的时候。
When Mao Zedong was still alive,
每次全国代表大会呢，差不多全体通过。
Every time it also passed in unanimous consensus when they have some election.
当希特勒还在的时候
，When Hitler was alive,
差不多每一次全体通过。
The same thing. Every time we had a meeting, they passed everything in unanimous.
斯大林还在的时候
，When Stalin was alive,
差不多全体通过。
Also in unanimous consensus.
Saddam Hussein 还在的时候
，When Saddam Hussein was alive，
可以百分之百赞成他做总统。
It's 100% that he is for to be the president。
今天还有另外一个金日成的孩子。
Today also have this the presidents of the North Korea the same thing。
Kim Jong Il。
Kim Jong Il。
金正日，他下面所有的事情都是全体通过。
And everything that he proposed also is passed with consensus。
你说这真厉害，搞得全体一心呢。
Well, it's good. You see, everybody work one-heartedly, you say.
万众一致。
So many people were one-hearted.
这多么伟大的领袖。
Such a great leader.
凡是所有都一致的，一定是独裁。
If they come in unanimous consensus, it must be a dictator.
一定用高压的手段使人不得不顺从。
With a dictatorship that they want others to agree with them.
这种正是神造人的时候所不愿意用的办法。
But this is the way that God doesn't want to employ when he created mankind.
上帝不喜欢这样。
God doesn't want us to be in that manner.
上帝许可人反对他。
So God allow people to oppose them.
上帝甚至把反对他的自由放在人里面。
Even put the freedom to oppose him in you.
上帝把反对他的能力也放在里面。
And even the ability to oppose you also is put in you.
上帝把人可以反对他的这种可能性也放在他里面。
And even the potentiality and possibility for man to go against him, God allows that.
那个主啊，如果你没有把自由给我。
He said, Lord, you have not given me the freedom.
我就不会反对你啊。
I would not oppose you.
如果你没有把反对你的能力给我。
If you have given me, if not given me the ability to oppose you.
我也没有能力反对你。
Then I'm not able to oppose you.
如果你没有把这种潜在能放在我里面。
You have not given me this potentiality.
我根本没有可能反对你。
Then there's no possibility for me to go against you.
那为什么你要把这些放在我里面使我可以反对你？
Why is that you put all these things in me so that I can oppose you?
就是因为你给我自由，所以我才能反对你。
Because you have given me this freedom, that's why I can oppose you.
上帝，我不赞成你给我自由。
God, I do not agree that you give me freedom.
当你不赞成的时候，你正在用自由。
When you are disagreeing with you, with him, you are using your freedom.
那你听懂不懂啊？
You understand?
啊，你用自由来反对有自由。
Because you use freedom to oppose freedom.
所以呢，你一反对上帝给你自由的时候，你正在用上帝已经给你的自由。
So when you oppose freedom God has given to you, you are using that freedom to oppose the freedom.
所以你一反对的时候，你所反对的就是你已经用的，是你赞成又赞成又反对的，是你自己掉在矛盾中。
So when you oppose that freedom, actually you are falling into paradox of opposing what that you agree.
你如果是这样，那我不是很难做人吗？
You said then it's difficult for me to behave.
本来就是这样。
Yes, that's so.
你只能接受神是这样造，没有别的办法。
So you can only but accept God has created such.
神既然这么造的意思就是神给人自由，也尊重。
Since God created such that God has given us freedom and also honor our freedom.
但严格的说起来，现在我们的自由只有能反对神，没有办法顺从神。这个自由不是真正的自由。
But in a very strict sense, our freedom can only use to oppose God and cannot use to obey God, and that's not true freedom.
所以这种自由是已经损坏了以后的自由。
And that is a freedom that has been polluted.
但因为还是你自己产生反对的这个心智。
Because it is coming from your heart and mind.
所以神对你误用自由，对他反对的时候做的审判。 还是合理，还是公义。
So, so to your misuse of freedom, it is only but justifiable that God condemns you.
上帝不造机器。
God did not create machines.
上帝不造机器人。
God does not create machine robots.
上帝不把我们电脑化。
God doesn't computerize us.
上帝把人造成一个独特性、有自由的个人。
But created as an entity, a single person that has freedom and uniqueness.
We are created with a distinctiveness in individuality.
我们被造在一个独特性里面，有那个个人性
，with the characteristic of the uniqueness in every different person，
也每一个人都有他的独特性。
We are independent，
我们是独立的。
We have the power to decide according to our own thinking, our own decision。
我们按照自己的思想能够做很独立的决定。
所以呢，神造人是这样的。
So in such a manner, God created man.
为什么整个世界的历史越来越偏向民主呢？
Why is the whole world now walking to the way of democracy?
虽然民主会浪费许多的时间。
Even though in democracy it squanders a lot of time.
虽然民主会损失许多天才应当用的时机解决当务当急的那些任务。
Also, it will cause a lot of geniuses will lose opportunities.
但是呢，虽然如此
，But even though such，
还是使民主比不民主更好。
It is better to have the democracy rather than no democracy。
你独裁制度
，because of this dictatorship，
以一个人的强权压制、管理、杀害所有被统治的人的自由。
It is using a person's power to suppress all the freedoms of others under his rule.
因为他先假设他所想的都是对的，别人都是不对的，别人不可以比他好，别人也不可以反对。
Because he first presupposed others are less good compared to himself, and others are in wrong, he is in the right.
那你把这样的态度带来做属灵的工作，神喜欢吗？神不喜欢。
So if you do that kind of mentality to come to spiritual worship and services, God will not be pleased.
那么就如果个人用不同的态度在教会里面，那怎么样能达到一致同心？
So if everybody come to the services with different attitude, how can we come in harmony then?
所以在世界的这个政体里面，
So then in the world political system,
独裁统治结果一定被推翻掉。
In dictatorship or ruling, they will be overthrown.
因为以后的人会唾弃他。
Because people will discuss him in the future.
但是当时会产生一些假的安定。
But they will create some false stability when he's ruling.
表面上没有困难。
And outwardly, there's no difficulties.
治安良好。
A good stability.
因为反违背独裁的意志的人，必定要受很严格的制裁。严格的对付
，because those who will go against the dictators will be suppressed and dealt with。
所以呢，独裁有一些表面上很急迫性的短期的成功。
So for dictatorial government, they have some temporary and superficial success。
当独裁转移变成民主的时候
，when dictatorship turn into this democracy，
经常难产。
Then it will be difficult to produce that kind of situation。
好像一个妇女怀胎六甲。很久生不出来。
That's a pregnant woman cannot deliver it easily.
越难产的民主就流越多的血。
And democracy that difficult to be given birth to will also cause more bloodshed.
几乎很少不流血，达到民主果效的历史。
Usually it's difficult without the bloodshed we can produce the result of democracy.
200年以前的英国就是一个很特别的例外。
200 years ago, UK is a very exception.
英国有君主。
They have the constitution.
法国有君主。
And also the monarchy, I'm sorry.
英国有君主，法国也有君主。
And also the Britain have the monarchy, and also the France also the monarchy.
法国从君主专权到民主，经过了流血的法国大革命。
From the monastic rule from France until this revolution.
但英国的有 Magna Charta, 这个有个 Magna Charta, 就是大宪章限定这个君王的权柄。
But this Britain had a Magna Charta to as a limit the power of the monarchy.
权柄从君王慢慢转移到平民中间。
Because the power from the monarchy now turned to be given to the common people.
现在的英国的王帝 根本没有杜兰大权，它不过是一种国家元首的一种记号而已。
We know that the kings of this the UK only but a symbol.
是 symbolic leader.
A symbolic leader.
好像你们这里的马哈蒂尔比你们的阿公更阿公。
Just like your Mahathir is higher than your 阿公。
因为阿公是传统的阿公。
Because our 阿公 is traditional 阿公。
但是你们的总理或者你们的这种
prime minister
首相呢
？Our prime minister，
你们只更代表人民。
And it's more the, all the more represent the people.
这个受英国影响，不是受法国影响。
So this influenced by UK, not the France.
因为法国经过大革命以后，皇帝就被砍头了 ，guillotine 下来，投身分家。
Because the France after the revolution, the king had been abolished.
所以路易十六死了。
So Louis XVI died.
Marie Antoinette 死了。
Antoinette died.
许多的贵族都死了。
And many of noble family died.
百姓就强权。夺下所有过去皇权的杜兰。
So then these people take away the power from the king in the past.
那英国为什么没有革命可以达到比较民主的可能？
Then why is that this UK without revolution they come to be more democratic?
因为受了圣经的影响。
Because they've been influenced by the Bible.
英国历史里面曾经有一段时间完全没有皇帝。
And there was a period in the UK whereby there is no king.
那么那些年的是谁管理英国呢？
Who then is in control of the government?
有一个人叫做 protector.
The one called the protector.
这个人名字叫什么呢？
What is his name?
Oliver Cromwell.
Oliver Cromwell.
有接下去在法国大革命的时候。
Then at the time of French Revolution.
英国曾经有一段的时间。
In the Great Britain, there was a period.
全国有苏灵的大复兴。
Whereby the whole nation experienced a spiritual revival.
从北到南。
From the north to the south,
乡镇、城市都经历大复兴。
And also from the villages until the city, they went through this revival.
百姓敬畏上帝。
So when the people honor God,
百姓相信福音
and believe in the gospel,
百姓离开罪恶
when they leave the sin,
百姓过敬虔的生活
and they live a very godly life.
所以他们就不必革命。
So they do not need revolution.
因为人性变化。
Because human mind changed.
这个时期就十八世纪。
And that was the 18th century.
也就是法国大革命是1789年前后。
And it is about the time of the French Revolution.
那个时候就是英国大复兴的时候。
And that was the time of great revival of the Great Britain.
英国的复兴是谁带出来的？
Then who brought out this revival?
通常是两三个人做代表。
Actually, two or three persons to be the representative.
我要提四个。
I want to mention four.
第一个是约翰卫斯理。
The first is John Wesley.
后来创立的卫理公会到今天马来西亚还有很多。
And he is the one who founded Methodism.
与他一同创立的另外一个人就是 George Whitfield.
And the other one is George Whitfield who was co-founder with him.
这个人曾经不用麦克风一次对八万人讲道。
And he has won without the mic preach to 80,000 people.
接下来第三个人是约翰卫斯理的弟弟叫做 Charles Wesley.
And the third one is Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley.
他一生写了几千首的圣诗。
He has written a few thousands of hymns.
诗词优美文学声如。
Good lyric, good literature.
所以使人唱的时候提升人的心灵信仰灵性与人与人的关系。
So when people sing it, they are lifted up in the spirituality and the relationship with God established.
除了这三个人以外
Other than the three,
英国还有另外一个人比较没有出名的。
And that person was not so famous.
但我个人认为他很重要。
But I feel that it is important.
这个人叫做 Robert Riggs.
Robert Riggs.
Robert Riggs 是一个普通的人。
He is a common person.
但是后来因为小孩子对他没有礼貌。
Because of this children is not a good manner with him.
丢石头丢沙丢臭蛋弄到他满身脏。
And they throw stone back at to him.
虽然他们不是故意丢他的。
Even though not intentionally they want to throw against him.
两群的孩子在那里打来打去的时候他走过去就。遭殃了。
But with the two group children who were fighting, then he would cut him in the middle.
他不但没有生气。
So not only he don't get angry.
相反的，他就想到英国的下一代这么败坏。
So,
国家还有钱。
So he thought the next generation of the British is so bad. How would there be a future for England?
谁去教导这些路上没有人教育的孩子？
Who is going to teach these people who are wandering in the streets?
如果我们肯教他，他要不要来读呢？
If we are willing to teach them, would they come to learn?
因为这些孩子呢，十二岁就去工厂做工了。
Because at the age of 12, they go to be working in the factories.
他们为了赚钱，整个学问，整个 知识都不要了。
So because they want to make money, they don't want to learn.
那如果他们没有赚钱，他们的家里面的生计是没有维不能维持的。
If they do not go and work, then there's a difficulty with their livelihood in the family.
所以他就为他们办主日学。
So because then he set up Sunday school for them.
我把长话短讲。
So to cut it short.
起先不是主日学
，initially it's not Sunday school，
后来就所谓的教会醒过来的，应当为孩子好好教主日学。
But then later the church is awakened and they want to teach in Sunday school too。
在教会历史里面 ，Robert Ray 被称为是主日学校之父。
So then Robert Ray became the father of Sunday schools。
那么这个慢慢蔓延到全英伦三岛
，that is spread to the whole England。
到他死的时候
，before he died，
整个大不列颠。
Even the whole Great Britain,
在就是英国、爱尔兰、苏格兰，还有这个英格兰本地。
That's England, Ireland, Scotland, all the whole places.
不包括所有世界各地的属地。
And not including other the colonies.
那时候他死的时候
，At the time when he passed away,
全英国参加主日学的孩子有400,000。
And there were 400,000 of children who attended Sunday school at the time.
影响直到今天。
So influence come until today.
So John Wesley,
John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
Robert Reitz,
Robert Reitz,
还有这个 George Whitfield,
George Whitfield.
这四个人的时代。
These four people,
他们拼死命传道。
They work very hard to preach the gospel.
他们不是满足于自己在一个教会做牧师就够了。
They're not contented with being a pastor in the church.
一天到晚骑马到这个乡到那个城市。到处讲道。
But for the whole day, they ride on horses to go to different places to preach.
约翰·威斯利平均一年讲道1000次。
John Wesley, in the whole year, on average, preached for 1,000 times.
保持45年这样的记录。
And that was maintained as a record for 45 years.
所以在没有 microphone, 没有 speaker, 没有 amplifier 的时代。
At the time, without amplifier, without a speaker,
他到底对几千万人讲道，没有人知道。
How many billions of people that preach, nobody knows.
人受感动。
People are so touched.
人的生活改变。
Life has changed.
思想改变。
Mind has changed.
道德改变。
Morality has changed.
人格提升。
And the personality is increased.
社会越来越和平
The society is living in harmony.
所以英国不必留学就达到懂得什么叫做民主
So England doesn't have to go through bloodshed and they know what is democracy.
所以基督徒应当明白民主不是单单从法国来
So Christians should understand democracy doesn't only come from France.
民主真正的源头是从圣经提到人是按照上帝的形象样式造的所以人是尊贵的人是有威严的人是应当被尊重的而开始
The true source of the concept of morality of democracy comes from the Bible because it says that man is created after the image of God and we know what is dignity and honor
虽然中国的孟子被认为是最民主的古代哲学家
Even though Mencius of Chinese has been known to be the most democratic philosopher in China
孟子讲过的最重要的话就是民为贵君为轻社稷次之
And also he said that the people are the highest noble and also the kings are the second and the third society.
这个 king is less.
King is the least, I'm sorry.
Society is the second.
And society is the second.
所以他把人民的地位提高了很高的地位。
So he lifted this the people at a high position.
中国历史里面别的哲学家没有这样讲。
None of the philosophers in the Chinese have ever said that.
只有孟子讲这样。
Only Mencius said that.
但是呢孟子虽然讲了中国没有改变。
Even the Mencius said that China has not changed.
虽然大家都了也没有勇敢推翻皇帝。
Even though everybody has read, no one can go against the emperor.
直到基督教影响了孙中山先生以后，才产生了三民主义。
Until Christianity influenced the Sun Yat-sen, then it changed.
把权柄归还于民。
So the power has to be given back to the people.
孙中山辛辛苦苦所做的事情，到了毛泽东又给他过去了。
Sun Yat-sen had labored so hard, but then Mao Zedong took it away easily.
共产党一统治中国的时候，民主又没有了。
So when Communist Party rule China, we lose the democracy again.
有别的机会，我再跟你们谈这件事。
I will talk to you about this thing.
那神造人的时候
，When God created mankind,
是给人有这种权柄。
He has given us this power.
给人有这种自尊
，this self-respect.
给人有一些主权
，and also this autonomy.
那么这样民主是不是就是等于圣经所要的呢
？So democracy is it the demand and the desire of the Bible?
还不是。
No.
因为什么呢？因为民主先幼稚的假设，人性是没有堕落的。
Because this democracy is so simple, assuming that man has not fallen.
Yeah, they presuppose human is original, is still in the original state, not yet fallen. 好像人没有堕落过一样。
So it presupposes as if the man has not fallen into sin in the first place.
除非你透过上帝的启示。
And then if you through the revelation of God,
你没办法了解因为什么今天的社会会这么败坏。
You cannot understand why this society is so corrupt today.
每个人小的时候都是好好的。
Because everybody when they're young they're good.
越大越坏，结果一定要死。
But the older they are, the bad, the worse they are, and they want to die.
每个孩子都是很可爱。
But every baby is lovable.
三岁五岁的孩子很少不诚实。
And the kids are 3 or 5, seldom they are not honest.
十多岁的孩子还是很单纯。
And even come to the age of 10, they're still very simple in mind.
20岁开始懂得了。
But when they come to 20, they know a little bit.
懂什么呢？
What do they know?
懂得原来世界不这么简单了。
Actually, the world is not simple and it's pure.
30岁更懂了。
And when the age of 30, they will know even more.
原来别人这么诡诈。
The upper others are so cunning.
40岁更懂了。
So when they come to age for the all the money now.
我如果不诡诈我会死的。
If I'm not cunning enough, I'll die.
50岁更懂了。
And all the more than now at age of 50.
懂得我要诡诈中比人更诡诈才有力量。
I want to be more cunning when others so that I can live.
60岁更懂的。
All the more than now at age of 60.
70岁更懂了。
All the more than 70.
懂什么呢？
What, knowing what?
懂原来我会死了。
That I will die.
所以呢民族呢是建立在从纯洁的婴孩到长大的诡诈到最后一定要死的这种人身上到底什么民族呢？
So democracy is built upon the fact that men start with simplicity and purity and then come into cunningness and to death.
每一次当青年人跑到街头去 Reformasi Reformasi
So when the young people go to the street and shout the Reformasi
哦、oh, 你们在街上哇在那轰轰烈烈反对这个不好的领袖的
So they go against the bad leaders
我非常佩服。
Well, I respect that.
一面佩服，一面战惊。
But on the other hand, I tremble.
佩服什么呢？
What do that I respect that?
天下如果没有这些纯洁的青年人起来讲话，世界还有盼望，还有良心。
Without this kind of young people with purity, how would there be conscience in the society?
战惊什么呢？
What do I tremble?
战惊这些青年人说，打倒，打倒。过几十年，比他所打倒的更坏。
And they say they want to overthrow and overthrow, but later when they come into position, they are worse than these people they overthrown.
历史就这样一直转的。
So that's the way history repeats itself.
就是这样的。
That's the way.
所以呢，这世界是很矛盾的事情。
So this world is paradox.
那么呢，现在把这种民主带到教会可以吗？
So when you bring this democracy to the church, would it work?
不行的。
No.
因为教会里面有一个宝座。
Because in the church there's a throne.
不是人性坐上去。
Not the humanity will sit on it.
也不是独裁坐上去。
Not the dictator will sit on it.
那教会这个宝座谁坐的？
And who will be on that throne?
主坐在教会。
Our Lord will be reigning on the, in the church.
The Lord reigns.
The Lord reigns.
The Lord is our leader.
我们的主是我们领袖。
The Lord is our ruler.
我们的主是我们掌管者。
The Lord is our example.
我们的主是我们模范。
The Lord is our judge.
我们的主是我们裁判官。
He is our king.
他是我们的君王。
耶稣基督的教会做王的时候。
Why Jesus when they reign in the church?
那他是独裁吗？
Is he a dictator?
他是用真理治理万邦的。
He will use the truth to rule over nations.
独裁是用自己有罪的理性跟堕落的知识治理万邦。
But dictator used the foreign reason and reasoning power to rule over his kingdom.
所以不一样。
So that's the difference.
那么你说呢？教会里面耶稣基督做王是不等于一种属灵的一种独裁。
So in the church when the Lord reigns, is it a spiritual dictatorship then?
如果你要把上帝当作独裁来说。
If you want to deem God as a dictator,
那请你听下面这句话。
Now listen to this.
上帝是唯一最好的可以用真理做独裁的合法独裁。
God is the only legal person qualified to be dictator in ruling in truth.
那么上帝又造我们每个人个性不一样，怎么办呢？
But God has created us different in our characters.
他说你们的彼此同心。
They say you must work in harmony.
所以呢，这里彼此同心到底怎么达到呢？
So to live in harmony, how can we achieve that?
所以呢，有几种看法呢？
A few views now.
第一种看法。
The first.
你们全部放下你的心。
You all put out your heart and listen to me.
这个叫做。以我同心
and that is to work unhearted with me
每个人以我同心就同心啦
so everybody work unhearted with me then we are in harmony
天下一心就是我的心
so everybody have the same heart that's my heart
这种同心的是你同我心
and that kind of harmony is that you are the same with me
听见你听见了没有
do you listen
你跟我同心了
you are one heart with me
那个人说什么
what do you say
哪里有这个道理
How can that be?
你才放下你是跟着同心。
You put out yourself and be harmony with me.
所以呢，这种同心是不对的。
This kind of harmony is wrong.
以自己才是对，别人都不对，就是不对。
Deeming yourself as right, others as wrong, and that's wrong.
对不对？别人能不对，你也能不对。
Because others can go wrong, you can go wrong too.
别人是亚当的后代，你也是。
Others are the descendant of Adam, you also is the descendant of Adam.
别人是经历了堕落以后的子孙，你也是。
Others are descendants of those who experience fallenness, you also experience that.
所以这样同心呢
？How do we work in harmony?
同心。不是我放下我的心跟你同
Not that I put up my heart to be one hearted with you
也不是你放下你的心跟我同
Not that you put up your heart to be one hearted with me
同心
But to work in one heart
每一个人放下他的心以基督耶稣的心为心
That everybody put up their heart to be one mind with Jesus Christ
那就同心了
And that is living in harmony
如果你里面有基督的心
If you have the Christ in you
我里面有基督的心
And I have Christ in me
他里面有基督的心
He has Christ in him
全所有的人都以基督耶稣的心
So everybody has Christ Jesus in their mind
那容易不容易同心呢
Would that be easy to be in harmony?
容易不容易啊
Would that be easy?
很容易
Yes
因为基督不以基督吵架的
Because Christ will not quarrel with Christ
基督不抵挡基督除非敌基督
Christ will not go against Christ unless it's anti-Christ
基督不否认基督除非一个是假基督
Christ will not deny Christ unless one is a false Christ
所以到了菲律比书的时候
So when it comes to the book of Philippians
保罗就提出了这个秘诀的根源
Paul has mentioned the source of this mystery
你们要以基督的心为心
You must have Christ's mind as your mind